And now, come closer and hear these words from the book of Exodus. The people saw that a long time had passed and Moses had not come down from the mountain, so they gathered around Aaron and said, "Moses led us out of Egypt, but we have no idea what happened to him. Make us gods who will lead us." Aaron said to the people, "Take off the gold earrings that your wives, sons, and daughters are wearing and bring them to me." So all the people took their gold earrings and brought them to Aaron. He took the gold and made a statue of a calf. Then the people said, "Israel, these are your gods who brought you out of the land of Egypt." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go down from this mountain, because your people have ruined themselves. They have turned away from the things I commanded them to do. They have made for themselves a calf covered in gold, and they have worshipped it and offered sacrifices to it." Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. Well, the Israelites and Aaron screwed up. How easy it is to go astray when we're in the desert of life, right? It's so hard to imagine the promised land that's coming when we can't see anything but dry, dark times. I was there. I was definitely there. I spent years in the desert trying to heal from the years of abuse I grew up with at the hands of my father. All of the pain, the harm, the hurt, the memories, the PTSDs, the fear, all of those things were the desert for me in my life every day. Then one day, when I walked into my therapist's office, she asked me how I was doing, and I told her I'd actually had a day free from all of that. I had one whole day without the fear or the PTSDs or the pain. For the first time, I'd had a whole 24 hours without experiencing any of it. And that's when my therapist looked at me and she said, "You can have that every day." But do you think I jumped for joy and shouted, "Sweet, I get to have this every day"? No, I didn't. That was far from what happened. Instead, I looked at her like she was crazy. I could not imagine a life like that. I just couldn't. I could not imagine more good days than bad ones. I could not imagine a life without having to manage memories and pain. I could not envision any of that, because when we're stuck in the desert, it's hard to imagine the promised land. And that's exactly where the Israelites were in our scripture this morning. Here they were, all nice and free from Pharaoh's captivity, but they were still far from the promised land. They had not yet arrived where they wanted to be, and they got tired of waiting. We know this. We know what it's like to work and to wait for the place where we are wanting to arrive. What are you waiting for in your life right now? Where are you wanting to arrive? Can you imagine it? Can you envision it? Even if it's not yet there for you. It can be hard sometimes to be in this place. It's hard to wait patiently and to work diligently. And it can be hard to imagine being there one day. It can take quite a bit of effort to imagine healing and wholeness, peace and contentment, and life in the fullness of God on a personal level. And it can be just as hard to imagine it for our world and right now for our denomination. Because the tendency in the desert is to lose sight of the dream. We're so busy dealing with the long, dry days, trying to figure out how to survive in the hot weather wondering how we will ever find enough water to quench our thirst, that we lose sight of the dream, and we begin to think the promised land will never come. Our own healing will never be. The world is a mess, and it will never get better. The United Methodist Church is no longer united, and yet no one knows what the next step is. So we sit in the desert of doom and gloom. And we see that such a long time has passed, and no modern-day Moses has come down from the mountain to save us. So we build a nice golden calf, a nice big golden calf that we think will fill all our voids and will light up all those dark places. A nice shiny calf that can become our center of attention and our distraction, so we don't have to deal with the desert that is drying us up. It's easy to do. It's easy to get to the point where we try to fill our hurting, anxious, empty places with things of the world, with things that shine like gold, with things that promise easy living and amazingly great pleasure. But soon we see there really isn't a whole lot of fulfillment in those things. There really isn't a whole lot of satisfaction. No fullness of life. They seem to be temporary pleasures, continued emptiness, because the piece of gold we placed before us does not provide the food or the nurturing or the healing we really need. But we are not called to live our lives in the desert. God did not create us to live for the golden calves of the world. That was not at all what God imagined for us. God said, reach out and experience the breath, rise to the heights, live full lives in the fullness of God, and never give up on the promised land. Never give up on what I have imagined for you, because the desert is not your permanent home. The desert is not where you will stay. The desert is only temporary. The desert is only a detour. It's not your place of residence. It's a lot like the day Danita's mother, Danita came home to her mother. She was in high school, and she was so upset because she didn't get a part in the school play. So she came home and vented all of her anger before her mom, and she said, why me? And that's when Danita's mother said, honey, it's just a dot. She said, what do you mean? Danita's mother left the room, and she came back with a sheet of paper with numbered dots all over it and said, what's this a picture of? She said, I don't know. It's a dot to dot. Right, her mother said. You can't make sense of the dots because they are scattered all over the page in no apparent shape or form, and that's how life is. Things happen in our lives, and sometimes they seem confusing and totally out of order, and most of the time we have no idea why things are happening the way they are. And Danita looked at her mother and she said, so we're the dots? Her mother said, no. We're the pencil. And she handed her one. The pencil never knows what the dots make up. It just goes from one dot to the next. But God sees the whole picture. Trust that God is leading you to the next dot. Danita took the pencil and she began to connect the dots, and in no time at all, the lines came all together and she saw the picture of a fish. What she couldn't see before was now very clear. Our desert place is just a dot in our lives. It's not the whole picture. It's just one dot along the way. And if we stay stuck on that dot, if we only focus on that one dot that has become our desert, we lose sight of the promised land that God has in store for us. And that's where I was That's right where I was the day I walked into my therapist's office and she told me every day could be as good as the one that I had. But I couldn't see it. I was stuck on the dot that was before me. And for the life of me, I couldn't imagine being free from the stuff I was stuck in. But she could. And she laid the promised land before me. I had resolved my life to the desert. I figured I'd just have to live there and make the best of it. Who was I to have a life flowing with milk and honey? Who was I to be out of my father's captivity and to be really free from his hold on me? Who was I to have any of that? Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Michelle, you tell us this all the time. You're a child of God. That's who you are. But I couldn't imagine it at that time in my life. Someone had to imagine it for me and lay it before me and help me move my pencil off the dot of wandering through the desert so I could actually get myself to the promised land. We are all children of God. And all of us get to live in the promised land in the fullness of God because God has already imagined it for us. God can see it. God has laid it before us today and says, never give up. Never give up on yourself or on this world or on the wonderful Methodist way of life. We have many more great dots to come because we are on the way to the promised land. Amen.